From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi Arabia's allies curb diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut diplomatic ties with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran, reducing representation to a chargé d'affaires rather than an ambassador. Saudi Arabia followed its own severing of relations with Iran by canceling all passenger flights to and from that country. Here is Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir.
We decided to cut off all diplomatic relations with Iran. We will also be cutting off all air traffic to and from Iran. We will be cutting off all commercial relations with Iran, and we will have a travel ban against people traveling to Iran.
Adel Al-Jubeir. U.S. stock prices fell sharply Monday following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The latest round of global market turmoil started when Chinese stocks plummeted around 7%. Officials stopped trading for the day on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. The sell-off was sparked by another in a series of disappointing reports on Chinese manufacturing. Afghan officials say security forces have killed all four heavily armed assailants who have been holed up since Sunday in a building near India's consulate in Mazar-i-Sharif. A spokesman for the provincial governor says at least one security personnel was killed and nine were wounded fighting the attackers. Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya on Monday but were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed. IS has been trying to push east from Sirte for several weeks to reach the country's oil crescent, where its main oil terminals are based. This is VOA News. Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition are set to start in Tanzania this week, but there's been no let-up in violence. Jill Craig has more.
Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward downtown Bujumbura Monday morning. One of the shells landed a few meters from the offices of the mayor, injuring three people, including a woman who was seriously wounded. Over the weekend, at least three people were killed. Eyewitnesses say that one of them was a young musician murdered by a police officer. Police officials say he was a criminal fleeing arrest when he was accidentally gunned down. Authorities have opened an investigation into the incident. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
British Prime Minister David Cameron on Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video purporting to show the militants' execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria.
They hate us not for what we do, but for what we are, the fact that we are a successful, tolerant, democratic, multi-faith, multi-ethnic nation. They hate that.
Britain said it is examining the content of the video in which an English-speaking gunman mocks Mr. Cameron for Britain's air campaign in Syria against the insurgents. The gunman vows to invade Britain and impose Sharia law. Germany warned Monday that the passport-free Schengen zone in Europe is in danger after Sweden and Denmark introduced new border controls to stem the flow of migrants. Denmark says it will enforce temporary controls on its border with Germany. Here is a spokesman for the Danish State Railways.
Beforehand, you could go directly from Copenhagen to Malmö without changing on the way. Now you have to change at least once here at Kastrup, go to another platform where you, after you perform this ID check and you have shown it and they have scanned it and approved the ID, of course, then you can go on to the train that runs every 20 minutes towards Sweden.
Also Monday, Sweden imposed new restrictions saying people entering from Denmark will have to show photo identification. An alliance of more than a dozen militant groups called the United Jihad Council has claimed responsibility for an attack on an Indian airbase in the town of Pathankot. The militant coalition is based in Pakistani Kashmir. It is fighting to end Indian rule in the territory. Five gunmen and seven security personnel were killed in the attack. Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward the center of Burundi's capital Monday. The attack comes 2 days ahead of peace talks between Burundi's government and the opposition are to begin in Tanzania. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.